Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Guy, and I'm here with Red Hood.
Yes, good evening, everyone. And we're still selling bedding after the midnight bell has rung, ding.
And for once on a Thursday...
God.
We are live.
Yeah, and for once on Thursday, we are fucking live as can be. We're live wires. And by the way, if you're still in the need for bedding, chances are, hello, well, the person with the vehicle number license plate REDHOO21, please move their car. Thank you. And also, with the person with the car, with the iPod, please turn off the iPod. It's disturbing us. Now, also, if you're in need of bedding, go to our website. Yes? The iPod? You heard right. Go to the website. The website is www.amcpressco.com for the following sponsors. Pacific Coast, we are offering 20% down bedding, and we're also offering 30% off furniture from Laura Ashley. Now, on with the show. Shut up your iPod. Thank you. Now, her first segment brings us to the person who knew what can happen when you eat SpaghettiOs or any other pasta, and what's really going on. A woman spends a month in jail after cops mistake SpaghettiOs for meth.
How can you even mistake that?
That's what I'm wondering. I didn't pick these articles. Somebody else did, but yet, it is funny how a ginger from Georgia gets held up for a can of SpaghettiOs for methamphetamines. I mean, you're just getting out of a Costco or a BJ's or a wholesale, and you go, wait, stop, you have meth. It's all meth for
Like that?
So wait, stop, you have SpaghettiOs. Okay. And? But yeah, this 23-year-old actually huffed from the City of Commerce...
City of Commerce?
City of Commerce.
Yeah. I guess just like one of those must be one of
those.
Wait,
City of Commerce.
City. Like, oh, wait, that's not meth. Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Exactly. No, it's like, that's not meth. Uh-oh, spaghetti. Oh, my God. It's, thank you. You know. Yeah. The hilarious thing is, you know, you sit down the thing of Prego. And be totally annihilated with Prego, and they would still fucking catch you. You know, you can go into a supermarket like, all the American supermarkets over here. Oh, yeah. In New York City, it's a D'Agostino's, or in Philadelphia, it's Big Y, or it's Giant Eagle, right? You can go into Giant Eagle and go,
I'm going in.
With your cart, right?
That would be a giant.
Right.
Giant Eagle.
You would go, giant. You go to Giant, and we're like, oh yes, I'm going with a cart. Go down. Oh yes, I think I was a pasta. Grand pasta. There could be a cop standing right by you and saying, oh shit, it's less than cigarettes. You know.
Like, oh my.
It's not even, oh my.
Like, oh shit. Like, uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
It's not even, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. It's, yes, we want you to use our trademark. Now, let's go. Wait. What? She has meth?
What?
She has meth? Oh, my God, it's the worst in the world. Get her! God! And all you see is the store manager piling SpaghettiOs. That's the SpaghettiOs on. Guess what we have? Mmm, this is so good. Yum. Do you have any meatball flavor? Wait, wait a second. Do you have it in a margarita flavor as well, so I can get drunk off of it?
Cheeseburger variety.
Yeah, do you have a cheeseburger variety? Can you arrest Hamburger Helper also? He's fucking fucking annoying. But yeah, the funniest thing is, like, you go, yeah, I'm getting a nice fucking. Oh, I don't believe this. Uh-oh, it's not even SpaghettiOs. It's like, it's not only that. It's a bunch of other things. You know, the funniest thing about this is that she's 23 and was in a passenger car that was pulled on over July 2nd and police noticed that she had a spoon in her bag. Yeah, it's a spoon with some residue on it.
Like, it's actually spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, the funniest thing is, like, went back to this, right? Let's just go back to the car for 2 seconds, okay? The car alone, you're driving, you're on interstate, what the fuck ever, right? Yeah, I'm going down. Ah! Oh, no. Is everyone hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Right. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to try it. Right, toss the car. Get out. Okay, what do you want? I want spaghetti. Okay, what? I want spaghetti. Right.
Okay, fine. I'll go get them. I'm heading for the spaghetti house. I'm going for it. I'm going to get the spaghetti house. The police, you are all off-duty and plainclothes policemen.
Oh, shit. Do you think it's one of the most spaghetti-o women? There's been more. Really? So do you want to find that? Tenfold, I want to find that. Okay. We're going to get out of that. Right? We're going to arrest. Is that a spoon in your bag? Yes, it is.
Going to the judge 2 weeks later.
The court may rise. Your Honor, I have a jail sentence for permit for person with SpaghettiOs that we believe to have methamphetamine. Yes, bring the suspect forward. Yes.
I feel like I'm missing the means I'm too hungry. Okay.
Okay, bring the suspect forward.
Yes, I'm still missing the means I'm too hungry.
You just said that 2 seconds ago.
I know. I'm so hungry.
You're also in an orange messed-up jumpsuit with a mirror.
Disgusting and ugly and creepy. Oh my God.
So now, you know, I mean,
discussion out of the crazy.
Okay.
But I can't pay the board.
Oh, well, then you go back to jail.
Okay. Now, this wasn't my fault. I'm not supposed to meant to be here.
Okay.
Now,
we're going to have to send this for a lot of analysis. They come back. But then... Oh, shit.
Yeah?
We're sad to say we have just found an ordinary thing of SpaghettiOs and not methamphetamine.
Uh-oh, spaghetti juice.
Okay, right. So, you jailed a ginger. That's number one. You jailed me. Okay, I'm a ginger.
right, that we're... So, that we're now going to... I'm a ginger, first of all. Second of all, I am red as fucking hell. Yeah, you look red too. Shut the fuck up. Okay, fine. So then, if I'm supposed to shut the fuck up, well, we're trained officers. Well, you raised your own SpaghettiOs. So what are you doing? Oh, well, they're doing a lot of other stuff. And the attorney said, you just got your worn, you just get worn out and your spirit gets worn down and you reach a point where you can do, you'll do anything to get out of jail. Well, victory for the gingers, because all charges have been, on Hoff has been dismissed. According to the Crown police officers, they said they acted in good faith. And they found, the arresting officer found it strange that Huff would eat SpaghettiOs on, and put a spoon in a purse. The explanation that Mrs. Huff had was that she had been eating SpaghettiOs out of the can in the car. After she was finished to throw the can off, out, she tossed the spoon in her bag.
That's got to be the only crime she's charged with.
Yes, it suddenly turns into a crime scene, and the whole episode starts again. Yeah. It is twice as funny because field tests, however, have been often incorrect, as in the Arrington 2013 case, which was a white book that was field test positive for cocaine, but ended up just being homemade, so...
Whoops.
Idiot.
If I had like stupid, you so stupid thing.
It's not even you're so stupid. Maybe we should invest in one of those. Anyway, is you're so stupid? Answer! You throwing me a term paper? No, answer! I'm going to stop it and stop it or stop it. Idiot!
I got the next best thing right here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it is kind of, stupid. We would agree. You know, dog splitting. Shooting at Arlie Kensington. You know, a person named Kelly Thomas, an Oscar Grant Bart shooting, the Rodney King beating, the Anthony Abate, the William, you know, we can go on and on. The Christopher Long, the Ian Tomlinson, you know, in London. Yeah. Totally stupid, totally annihilated. Anyway, next subject! What do we have, Johnny?
Oh.
Yes, oh, wait, what do we have?
Let's talk about Amanda Bynes' DUI charge again.
Oh my god, she's in again?
Back in the news.
What can't this woman do? I mean,
yeah. Okay, what you need is more like those Monopoly, like, jail-free cards.
Well, yeah, right?
But there's only so many times you can use that card. And she fell pretty hard.
Yeah, but yet, it's funny because, like, Lilo is going on the situation, even though it looks how crazy Shia LaBeouf is. Yeah. You know, I'm not famous. Well, she ain't famous anymore either.
Yes, she...
You know, Yet, the funny thing is, the witching hour is 3 a.m. to a lot of us, but 28-year-old, she's the same age as fucking me. Holy shit. No, you do not hear that in your editing post. Thank you, Sue. Anyway, it is funny.
Think watching somebody growing up all of a sudden, like, what the heck happened? Went down that wrong path.
And, yeah. And, like, the funny thing is that, you know, she's throwing a bong out a window, tossing Twitter shades at people like Rihanna wearing weird wigs, and seeming to be amused, even though these so-called hilarious headlines on Funny or Die, apparently websites, had to show that isn't too funny thing about mental health issues. And we should know, no matter how famous a person is or bizarre the symptoms, celebrities deserve what they get. And the philosophy behind such grievous Scottish one seems to be, if they throw out a bong out the window, we're allowed to laugh. You know.
Come on, Johnny.
No, what?
It's like, sometimes people get, like, to such big ears, like, oh, I'm a star, I can do anything. Well, actually, you can't.
Well, you can. I mean, the good kinds of cans and the bad kinds of cans. We know that Glenda the Good Witch doesn't fucking exist. Well, she exists, but only on screen. And in Wicked. But, you know... You know, and the thing is that the whole crash and burn thing happened after being 5150'd and then 6 months of treatment and emerging to look calm, but mostly to keep away from Twitter and hang out with her family. And best of all, she's prepared to taking a U-turn away from the spotlight and rowing fashion school, but people first-hand experience with sort of struggles buying seem to be having purposely having perhaps recognized the warning signs amidst what may have sounded like a tale of redemption to have your lawyer boast you about not being on meds reinforces the notion that all medications are created equal, like A, a moon settler, and B, an antidepressant as risky as to take as an addictive substance such as oxycodone or clonopin, but it also perpetuates the stigma of mental illness, as we should know. Let's see. Let's go to the medications we take, or
people like Offtake. Johnny?
Yeah?
Roll call?
Let's see. In terms of ADHD, right, I'll go first. There's a bunch that we should take. Right?
Right. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio.
Roll call. There's a bunch of... There's a bunch of stuff, right? One.
Which one? Probably most commonly.
That's it.
That's probably one of the most common.
Let's just go through it, right? Just go through the drug chart, okay? The WebMD drug chart, okay? Let's see. Adderall, dexedrine.
Adderall, yeah.
Adderall RX, Vyvanse, Valclin, Methadine, Ritalin, Methadate, Methadine, Ritalin RS, Concerta, which is what I actually have. Concerta, Statera, Inuitive, Wellbutrin, Tamiflu, non-Tamiflu, Chlordine, Claudine, Texotrin. Okay?
So I don't even know what the ones exist these days.
Now, let's just explore all these common side effects of all three, Axtin, Gestrin, Defodat, Adderall, XR, Vyvanse, right? Some loss of appetite, weight loss, sleeping problems, irritability checks, short-acting medicines require frequent dosage. Okay? All of them are the same thing. You know, none of them say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go into fashion. Right?
Yeah.
None of them say, I'm going to have my lawyer. No!
I think one of them was that. I think actually one of them was loss of libido. Oh my!
No, loss of libido. Oh my! Or the loss.
Oh
of
my!
Yes, George. Also the other one of. Oh my God! You know, other things that are you know, the thing with Amanda Bynes is, yeah, I can't imagine, you know, being a child star and always having to be on like having pep pills, but I can also imagine how bad it gets. You know. How bad it gets in terms of everything that is, you know, how it goes along with being a next star or whatever. It is kind of, embarrassing, you know, because you have tons of child stars who are acting out, and they don't realize that, you know, a lot of the acting out is out of a sign for calling. You know what I mean? The problem is that, you know, relapses and fruitful recovery can follow stories that sound like, well, they couldn't all end well. If we stop finding all this so funny, maybe we can give the girls some space and acknowledge that there is a problem, and then they can ideally get help for it instead of making fun of it. I mean, taking Concentra or Vyvanse or Adderall is kind of like being a robot. You know?
Yeah. So you're basically controlled.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely controlled, you know. Other than that, at 10:31, if you are just tuning in to our lovely podcast, we have had the SpaghettiOs for Mess. And I'm under by DUI. Now we go on to authors whose Nicholas Sparks lawsuit is for anyone who writes or can write, can understand that writers could have their own views, that people can't just say that something's racist, among other things. And we all read books. We all read books who, I mean, we give them the right to suggest that we can have anything. Yeah, of course. Nicholas Sparks, the creator of The Notebook, among other things, right?
Yep.
Is a progeny.
And every other love story is compared to it.
Oh, yeah, and every other.
From the creator of The Notebook.
You know, and the thing is that, you know, when a group of gay students were, the story goes that Nicholas Sparks, the progenitor of the best-selling books that get adapted into the movie, that apparently have inspired half-brothers and sisters to fuck each other and being sued by a former headmaster of Tiffany Schools and Global Studies. Apparently, he claims that he had been privy to The Notebook author disparaging black and gay people and expressing anti-Semitic views. After Benjamin brought this up to Sparks, who founded the school in 2006 with his wife Catherine, that in New Bern, North Carolina, that school lacked diversity, which allegedly only out of 514 students being black. He claims that the author gruffed black students are too poor, I can't do the work. When Sparks learned that Benjamin was meeting with a member from NAACP, Sparks allegedly instructed the headmaster to engage only in private, less visible contact with African Americans. You stupid bastard! I mean, I don't know about you.
What?
I mean,
but yet, Benjamin said he was fired and fired, and Sparks, who famously wrote The Notebook about the couple's transcending Alzheimer's and telling others the school to ignore Benjamin's claims because he was suffering from Alzheimer's. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I don't know about you. What do you think, Johnny? What do you think?
Hey, people think it's crazy. Like, shouldn't he, he has the right to express himself no matter what.
Yeah, but, I mean, how far is too far? That's the question.
Even though some of us think it's crap.
Well.
Just saying.
I mean, how far is it crap? I mean, how do we think this is crap? In what way?
Oh my.
In what way do we think it's crap, though?
Like every movie that he makes, like, oh, it's the same.
Well, it is the same. It's like The Notebook, the this, the that. And I'm going, yeah, you wrote how many things have you written, right, that are really I guess really good, but at the same time really shit? You know? And then how many things have been turned into movies? Because it's like you got a deal or something like that that makes you kind of, well, stupid, and not stupid, but enough to actually be misogynistic against other races. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it an umbrage? Like, I know that in terms of everything, in terms of every author that has ever written, I think, you know, I said this in speaking to somebody today, I don't know of any topic that is not not taken in terms of context. You know what I mean? Everything is taken out of context these days. Whether he meant to or not, it's another story. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah. Everyone gets upset with the stupidest of little things these days.
Exactly.
It's come on, people, grow up already. Awkward silence.
There's no awkward silence. But, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it in terms of the insanity. Is it because they want his money? Probably.
Possibly.
You know. And you know, and then no, I mean, what do you think? What is it in terms of everything that is going on, you know, with writers? I mean, we are the voice of you. We get shit from you, okay? Right? So,
I mean, it's just...
What happens when you want our money just because we called you racist? We didn't call you racist. Our material might have called you racist, you know?
I mean,
you know, is that our fault for writing that, or are we expressing our feelings through our writing? You know, we are told as children, follow into a creative process. It's okay. Do what you want. Right?
It's exactly like what? Like when we were younger, like, oh, you can do whatever you want. All of a sudden, like, these days, like, nope, you can't do that. Somebody's going to get upset. All I gotta say is, oh well.
Oh well, I'm making millions of dollars off of you and off of some fucking movie career that, like,
yeah.
Every fucking movie that I, or book that I make seems to get turned into a movie, and half of that money's not really going to me. You know?
Yeah.
David Sedaris, for example, famous satire, human rights. He started painting, cleaning people's houses, and then started humor writing, you know? But he hasn't said that everybody loves him, but yet the one movie that has actually turned into a movie is called Children of God, or Cog, or whatever. Yeah, and that's it, you know? And then in the news, also another couple has been arrested for public sex after and a Florida retirement village. Well, Florida, you know, Florida's crazy for a lot of things. Number one, sex. Number two, old people. Number three, gay communities. Number four, really, really, really wealthy bitches who don't really know or have any other time to do anything. You know? And the funny thing is, how do we stop this? I mean, is there another way that most people can keep their shit in, you know? And these guys don't seem that old, but yet they're 7 years apart, and
Sean and James actually got it on. Okay. Got it on and... And, you know, the skirt, Florida's screwed up in general. I mean, you got the left thing about the right and the right thing about the left, and then you got the up going and down, and oh, wait, that's sex, isn't it? Oh, shit. Oh. Anyway, the funny thing is that the box was located in the village. Yeah. Which is a retirement community of around 100,000 people located in Santa Florida. Okay, the deputy, Christopher Peters, what a name, responded to the call that he approached Gilbert, who was lying on a box with her legs spread open, and her breasts exposed. Oh my God, this is...
Get away from the... Get away from the girl. Get away from the 45 woman. Get away from the 45 woman. Oh my God, help me!
Anyway, the fact that Adams was allegedly naked totally explodes. Oh my God, help me, anyway, and then it just gets more juicy from there, ladies and gentlemen. Adams allegedly told the officer that Gilbert had been having sex at this location due to them not having to go any other place.
Oh my God.
But then, both suspects live within 2 miles of the Atlantic sex spot. Oh my God. This is getting more juicy than the fucking police. Oh my God. You okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, now, Gilbert and Adams were taken to Santa House Detention Center, which, you know, with the indecent explosion, determined to be, oh my God! And they were released on $1,000 bail.
Oh my God!
But then, second time, Gilbert has been much, so much trouble the other year, from Village News.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
But then, you know, you have all the on reports that July 30th, she was accused of stealing vacation beer from a convenience store.
Oh my God, what does that have to do with sex with another man being the girl caught? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! But then in June, you know, following that arrest, those suspects live within 2 miles of the alleged sex spot.
Oh my God!
Yet the second time, he was, you know, it's also the second time of year when someone has been arrested in public for public sex at the villages. But it bills itself Florida's friendliest retirement community.
Oh my.
Oh my.
I have no words, ladies and gentlemen. I have no words. I have no fucking words. I mean, it's total bullshit. There are 10 women to every man that get the black market for Viagra in these communities of 1,000 residents. Fact. Right? This is not a can of fucking Lysol. This is real life. But yeah, the funniest thing is that all women work hard to look good. Okay. Right. We've also said this. And somebody will try to steal your husband.
Oh my God.
That isn't so.
It's like, Dean, do you want me to be with you?
Yes, Joey. I want you to be with me.
Okay, Dean.
Alright, Joey! But now, yes, the only thing separating from this from that is we will do it anywhere we fucking will, please! And we'll get arrested for it, right? Johnny?
Right.
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 Also, in a local bar, selling Sex in the Square, a cocktail in honor of the arrested couple. Bravo. I mean, exactly. They got the boink.
They got the boink.
And now for our last, very last segment of the night, that is 10:50. Johnny, do you want to take this one?
Good job, Facebook. You finally took a step up to admit your failure.
Well,
they admit. Perhaps you've heard the mood altering study, like show you sad things if you're sad or if happy you're happy.
Well, oh yes.
Well, they admit it wasn't the best idea.
Well, I mean, what if you wanted to say you were raving fucking pissed? You know, would that be a thing?
Like, hey, if you're sad, here's a picture of sad puppy.
Exactly. You know, the fact that, you know, basically saying, we're really sorry for manipulating hundreds of emotions of people. No, you're not sorry, Facebook, because if you were fucking sorry, you wouldn't have done it in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? You wouldn't. You wouldn't have done it. And yet, the funniest thing is, Sheryl Sandberg says, stopping short of apologies for anything but poor communication. She got that right. You know, she wrote a book called Lean Forward or Lean In. Should be Lean Out and throw yourself over a fucking cliff. Maybe the Grand Canyon. Who knows? Or maybe Mount Everest. Which is better?
Up of Mount Everest.
Fucking Mount Everest, exactly. Where the Grinch can attack you with every fucking who in Whoville. Walking through the house, we're being told to go and do our emotions. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is funny, but then again, will a person who is going in reverse please stop going in reverse and go forward? Thank you. Wow. Anyway, I mean, Facebook is wrong in all sorts of ways. You know, starting with its fucking president, who's a fucking Harvard dropout. Elo is on the rise, by the way. If everybody's posting, you know, everybody's posting this about Facebook, and it's the anti-Facebook, by the way. Yet, the funny thing is that while they're saying this is wrong, is because it is plain manipulation, plain and simple. You know, and Elo is actually, you know, I went on Elo's site, and it's the anti-Facebook.
I still don't see what the point of the anti-social networks are.
I don't know either, but at the same time. We have just reached the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bravo! Now, also, you can find us on amcpressco.com, and we're also on LinkedIn. And you can also find us everything else on itsmyurls.com/AMC Press. And we promise next week Allison is going to return. Our proprietor is going to return. Everybody run. Shit, there's only two of us. Oh, fuck. We're screwed.
Oh, no.
We're screwed. Are we screwed, Johnny?
We're pretty much screwed.
Are we screwed? I guess we'll have to find out when we return with Aylin and Allison, the two A's and the R and the J. Oh, shit, we are...
gonna be rocking.
We're rocking, but we're screwed. Anyway, have a great night, everybody. Good night, and a pleasant weekend, and a pleasant tomorrow. Good night!
Perfect.